Line upon line, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. In the Sermon on the Mount, the Savior taught us the importance of letting the gospel light shine in our lives. Light of the world. Jesus wants every one of us to know Him because of the transforming power of that knowledge, and because of the indescribable joy it brings into our lives. But the influence of the gospel is to extend beyond each individual. It is to be as a light that dispels the darkness from the lives of those around us. No one is saved solely and simply for himself alone, just as no lamp is lighted merely for its own benefit. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, from Build It Right, New Era, March 1990, page 64. City on a Hill. Ancient cities were often placed on hills to offer great defense and safety. People could see them from far away and knew where to flee if danger came. How is being a disciple of Christ like being a city on a hill? Bushel. This word originally comes from an ancient Greek unit of measurement for dry goods, about 8.7 liters, and also refers to the container used for measuring this unit. Imagine covering a candle with a large container, like a bucket. Let your light so shine. The candle that the Lord has lighted in this dispensation can become as a light unto the whole world, and others seeing our good works can be led to glorify our Father in heaven and emulate in their own lives the examples they have observed in ours. Beginning with you and me, there can be an entire people who, by virtue of our lives and our homes, in our vocations, even in our amusements, can become as a city upon a hill to which men may look and learn, and an ensign to the nations, from which the people of the earth may gather strength. President Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910 to 2008, From a City Upon a Hill, ensign July 1990, page 5. Good Works. Read the words of the hymn, Have I Done Any Good? Hymns number 223. Write down a few things you can do to help or uplift someone, and plan times to do them. Put your list somewhere you will easily see it. Editor's note: this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16.